Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He was born upon the two upon on a Christmas day when the New York Times said God is dead.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Sir Elton bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Doug Stives, a resident CPA of our Brain Trust, professor of accounting, I should say, at Monmouth University in West Long Beach, New Jersey, and head of an accounting firm for a number of years, Kirchen & Company. You still involved with Kirchen?
As little as possible.
As little as possible. Is that by their design or your design?
Mine.
Doug, thanks again for being here. A couple of quick things. In 10 years ago, the Republicans tried to expand HSAs and tried to expand portability of health care, tried to expand buying health insurance across state lines, et cetera, et cetera. And it got voted down. The Democrats defeated it. And I said then, I've said since then, that if HSAs, health savings accounts, had passed, and more and more people got HSAs, they would love them. The reason that the Democrats voted it down was because they knew that the more people have HSAs, they would never get universal health care in place. So then what comes along President Obama with Obamacare, and what's one of the big things that he had to have in Obamacare to make it even come close to working, and that's high deductibles.
Well, I've actually heard the president more than once, one of the few times I've agreed with the man, but I do listen to him, is say that Americans have to realize that they have to understand high deductibles and co-payments.
Right.
They got to pay something for their medical care.
Right.
Now, some of his own handlers said, oops, watch it, Mr. President. Here you go. But no, I convinced he really believes that. HSAs actually came in 2004, but you're right. It really is a key part of Obamacare because it shows you and shows the small business or the big business, for that matter, how much money you can save. I put an HSA in my company as soon as they were legal.
We did too.
We raised the deductible and to $5,000 from $1,000. Some of our employees went ballistic. Oh, I can't afford it. What people forget, Jim, is that you don't just have the insurance policy standing alone.
Mm-hmm.
You have the savings account,
right?
The health,
and you get to keep
account.
The money. But see, this is the point. This is the point that made me mad about Obamacare, and because under an HSA, you get to keep the money. Under Obamacare, you have the same high deductible. You have a higher premium, but you don't get to keep any of the money.
Well, if you buy your policy through an exchange or a marketplace, yes. But if your company offers an HSA, and to help some small business people out there say, oh, no, my company will never go for a high deductible, here's how you make it happen. If you say you're paying half the premiums, you're paying $5,000 and your employee's paying $5,000,
mm-hmm.
you raise the deductible so that premium comes down to, I don't know, pick a number, $7,000.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're paying $3,500, your employee's paying $3,500. Take the $1,500 that you, the employer, saved, and put that as a tax-deductible contribution into the employee's HSA. Now, he's sitting
right
there with $1,500 that he can tap into to cover mm-hmm. some of his deductible.
Well, that's kind of what we did here with our employees.
Yeah.
And you know, we had young employees. They couldn't afford a $1,000 deductible even. And so what we did was we paid the premium. We funded the first deductible. And so they never started out in the hole,
right.
And after that, all they had to do was save for the deductible.
And then the minute that happens, once it's instead of run to the doctor on your first sneeze, you say, oh, you know, I think I'll leave my money in my HSA in case I really need it.
Right.
And instead of running to the drugstore and getting stuff that you can't even pronounce the name of it,
right.
You say, I don't really need that. Because all of a sudden it's their money instead of the insurance
right.
company's
so
money.
You think HSAs will survive Obama?
Oh, they're more than surviving. I'll throw some statistics
at you.
31% of employers now, this Wall Street Journal last week, 31% now offer some type of HSA. And remember, you can still offer a companion policy with a lower deductible for people that won't switch with the same benefits.
Mm-hmm.
The assets in HSAs went up 34% from June 2014.
Hopefully, HSAs will eradicate Obamacare eventually.
Well, not eradicate, but work with it. Work in concert with it is the nice political.
I like the eradicate part better. Hey, listen, I only got about 30 seconds. You just got back from Greece. It was a good visit?
It was wonderful because they're not worried at all. When you get a check every month, what do you care? And people told me right to my face, it doesn't affect me. No, because they're still getting their checks. Someday that's going to end.
As long as the EU keeps bailing them out, they got nothing to worry, right?
Yeah, I tell you, it's a great place to visit because the dollar's strong and the euro's weak.
Yeah, get a good lot for your money over there. Hey, Doug, thanks for being here. Good job again. Come back soon.
Enjoy your Labor Day.
Thanks for being here. Doug Stiers, ladies and gentlemen, we couldn't do without him. He's been a great supporter of ours now for a long, long time. And he'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.